I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano, Josh Reese, and Aaron Rosa. Pardon me during this podcast if I yawn a lot. We just saw Godzilla X Kong, the new Empire.
Still got my theater drink.
And if you know, if NyQuil doesn't work for you, then just pop this movie in.
I want to know.
And you'll go right to sleep.
Who in the world do we blame for picking this episode or picking this movie? Joe?
I don't know. I mean, it's
Joe.
Jesus!
Look,
I mean, it's Joe's the one that said, "I'll do." Let's do it.
I'm a Godzilla mark, and this just did not hit. I mean, might be the worst of all the Godzilla, the newer Godzilla movies that have come out.
Dude,
I wore my Godzilla shirt to the theater. And now I feel like ashamed of it.
I'm so angry. Before I left the theater, I put on that "Go Go Godzilla" song to like hype me up for the movie. No.
I knew this was going to be bad. You could just tell.
Listen.
I mean, none of the other ones have been good. Like the U.S. ones, none of them have been good. Like, they've been better than this, I guess. But like, you know, this is the fourth one.
Right. But, you know, you figure a Godzilla movie would be good, and then you pair it with the Avengers. And you figure you get like a mega amazing movie. But no.
No.
It did not work.
I mean, that's right. They are trying to go the Avengers route with this. But, I mean, it's easy. You just have them fight. I guess it's too expensive to have them fight the whole movie, so we'll just have Godzilla swim for, like, 90 minutes.
And the only good movie in this universe didn't even have Godzilla in it. It was Skull Island.
Skull Island is just heads and shoulders above all these other movies. Skull Island is like a 10 out of 10 for a monster movie.
Skull Island
is constant action, and the human characters are interesting.
Yes.
You know, none of the characters in any of these Godzilla movies are interesting.
No.
Maybe Lemon from Bullet Train, but that's it.
That's right.
You know, but no, I don't care about the little girl.
Right.
I know we'll get into it when we talk about the movie in detail, but I didn't see Skull Island, so is that why I was confused?
Wow. Why don't we do that next week?
Let's
do
a better. Is that why I was confused for most of the movie? Like, what the fuck is happening?
No.
Okay.
That's not why you were confused. This has nothing to do with Skull Island.
Josh.
They, like, briefly mentioned Skull Island, but no. This
well, I didn't know if this was, like, the direct sequel to that.
No.
So I was
obviously,
very confused.
It's not. But, look, I've watched every Godzilla movie ever, and I had no idea what was going on half this movie.
The problem was with Skull Island was it took place in like the 60s or 70s, so they couldn't use any of those characters in present day.
I know.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Wait. The 50s and 60s, you say?
Yeah. No.
Or 60s and 70s?
Well, it's right after Vietnam ends. So.
The little girl was from Skull Island.
Yeah, but she's from present day Skull Island.
Yeah, they... She wasn't in that movie.
No, she wasn't in Skull Island.
I'm so confused.
Okay. Well, sure.
All right. Welcome.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, it's not good. I mean, we'll break it down in full later. But first, we have to thank some new patrons. We have six brand new patrons this week.
Wow.
So thank you to TW, ZBoog69. It's my favorite number two.
Nice.
Evan Adams, Calidor Quaid.
Quaid.
Harrison Crook, and Quicker and Slower. Yeah, I get told that a lot. You guys,
you know,
just back and forth. Like,
just
make up,
quicker.
Make up your mind. Am I right?
Yeah,
make up your mind.
Come
Josh.
On, ladies.
Jesus. Yeah. So go to patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. We've got brackets. We've got recaps of TV shows. We're currently going through Invincible season 2, and there's one episode left, and the show's amazing.
Amazing
so
show.
We're having a lot of fun watching and talking about it. But yeah, we have a lot of brackets. We did best action hero of all time, like which actor's the best action hero. We did funniest comedian of all time bracket, which that was also very controversial. Many people were angry.
Mistakes were made.
Mistakes. Might have been made, but
mistakes were made.
I mean, that's brackets. They're controversial. They're always controversial. I know a guy. There's another guy that gets really upset during brackets.
Mm.
You know, another guy in another podcast that.
Speaking of which,
I don't know.
Studio audience today.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Hamilton.
Oh, yeah, that guy. That's the guy that gets mad at brackets, right?
Yeah.
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
The microphone's not going to reach, but...
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, so...
It's not often we have a celebrity in our audience.
No.
So it's...
It's true.
Very fun. Very yeah. exciting.
Or an audience at all.
Maybe yes. Eric. Eric, did you like the movie?
It was all right.
Mm, yeah, of course, right?
You fucking mark! That's why.
He can't. He knows what button I push.
That's why Eric's not on the podcast. Yeah. I got it. All right. Makes sense.
Right.
All right. Let's cover the news and rumors, a.k.a. the Hollywood Hogwash.
Sorry.
All right. So the Beetlejuice trailer actually came out the previous week, but we didn't do a new show last week. But we got to watch it again before Godzilla.
On the big screen.
Because there were 45 minutes of trailers, I think, before the movie started.
Well, really only 20 minutes of trailers and 20 minutes of commercials.
Yes, yeah. That is true. It's only like a minute long. To me, it was funny that Winona Ryder is still like a goth chick at 50 yeah. years old
she
or
looks
whatever.
Great, though.
She looks good. But it's funny that she's wearing the same clothes from the trailer.
Yeah.
And then we get a small, very small glimpse of Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice, and he says the juice is loose, which I guess is an O.J. Simpson joke, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, sure.
It's like, I mean, even O.J. Simpson, it was like, well, yeah, Beetlejuice at this point has been out for 10 years, so.
Yeah, and he looks a lot older, so I guess ghosts age.
Yes.
They can age a little bit.
Right.
It's fine.
And he got his head back because, you know, his head shrunk at the end of the first one.
Oh, I sure did. I'll have to explain that. I want to know.
Yeah.
So Michael Keaton's in his like sequel age at this point.
Oh yeah.
When are we getting Multiplicity 2?
Oh please.
Andrew's like, don't ruin it.
No, don't make any of these movies. You know it's gonna happen. We saw the trailer. Joe and Aaron are like, oh, I can't wait. I'm like, are you fucking crazy? We've seen this happen so many times before.
But it's Tim Burton.
It's a comedy sequel 40 years later. Anchorman 2 was 10 years later and it wasn't good. Dumb and Dumber was 20 years later. And, yeah.
That's insane.
No, it's never good.
They should have just rebooted it, to be honest.
No, you can't reboot it.
That, and this isn't 1989 Tim Burton. This is 2024 Tim Burton.
I know. I'm hopeful. Can I be cautiously optimistic?
No.
No.
No, you can't.
No.
Cautiously
you know
pessimistic.
What's going to happen. Right. Tell me one good comedy sequel that came out like 10 years later that was good.
Christmas Vacation.
When was the first Vacation?
I don't know, like 10 years before that?
Not 10.
They're much older.
Okay, so one at the most. That's it. Like, there's one.
It's really a whole different movie, too.
Yeah.
Different characters.
Not even, yeah. Right, so... I don't know. I mean, yeah, obviously I'm going to see it, but fuck. So we have another one, another sequel that they're going to ruin.
We'll see.
It's been confirmed that they're making a sequel to Happy Gilmore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going to ruin that, too.
Yeah.
When is enough enough?
This is going to be 30 years later.
When is enough enough?
30 years later. Like, what's his life? Has he screwed up? Does he start out rich or has he screwed everything up?
Screwed up everything up. I'm
yeah,
sure.
Had, yeah, right. That's what they always
do. His redemption movie. But like after that movie.
Well, I wonder if what's her name from
Euphoria and all that?
No.
Oh.
Euphoria?
Sydney Sweeney is rumored to be in it as a cart girl.
Oh.
Big breasted cart girl is
of
what
course.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
No, I mean, what's her name from Modern Family?
Oh, Julie
I wonder
Bowen.
If Julie Bowen?
Julie Bowen, yeah.
Oh, right. Bowen.
Yeah.
Sure, because they were like in love.
Yeah.
But I didn't see her on any list, but we'll see. I'm too big to do that.
Well, so far, it just says Adam Sandler's in it. But we know that Christopher McDonald's going to be in it.
Yep.
He already posted a video like, I mean, the best part of this is he actually posts like videos as Shooter. And he's like, hey, what's up, Gilmore? I hear we're doing this again. You're going down. Shooter, you know, but it's like.
So good.
You know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll
but
see. Yeah, we will.
But it's not just, likely.
That's one of the movies that was fine the way it was. You know, it
of course
it ended perfectly.
Yeah,
you didn't need to revisit it again. It was fine.
No, we don't need to revisit any of these movies. We really don't.
Yeah,
like you want to see, like just go watch Happy Gilmore again. It's still good. It still holds up. We should probably review it on this podcast.
Re-release that in movie theaters. I'll be fine. I'll go watch
yeah,
it.
Sure. Right. So, yeah, that's coming out on Netflix at some point. I don't think we have a release date yet. Mm-hmm. Moving on, Jerry Bruckheimer confirmed that the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie will be a reboot.
Oh, no.
There was, like, reports a year or two ago that Margot Robbie was going to be the lead, and now we don't know. But this is because Johnny Depp, you know, said he'll never forgive Disney for not having his back. He's never going to come back after they threw him under the bus.
Yeah.
Because his ex-wife just made all these crazy bullshit accusations.
And I hate to throw out a spoiler alert so early in the podcast.
Oh,
but
boy.
Spoiler alert.
Is it about Godzilla?
No.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, this movie will not do well.
I mean, who wants to see Pirates of the Caribbean without Johnny Depp?
Yeah, exactly.
He is that franchise.
100%.
You can't do it.
You're rebooting his character, too? Like... Yeah. Captain Jack Sparrow, like with some other young actor.
Maybe
that's
it's just
suck.
Like Star Wars, but like, let's just, you know, do it 50 years before. Who knows?
Yeah.
They probably won't even mention him. Also, the first trailer for Bad Boys Ride or Die came out.
Why?
A lot of people are like, how is the movie, how is Bad Boys 4 not just called Bad Boys for Life?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's Bad Boys Ride or Die. Looks like they have to rescue their captain, played by Joey Pants. Yeah, Joey Pantaleona. Pantaleano. Yeah.
That sounds
like he's being framed as, but, you know, they have to rescue him. It looks pretty insane. Like, I mean, sure. All the other ones.
And now they're on the run.
It's a Bad Boys movie. It's right. Going to be crazy.
I never saw three. Was three any good?
No.
No.
No, I don't think so. I don't really remember it. And I saw it.
Hmm.
But this is like 30 years after the first one, so Jesus. So.
I've seen none of them. Do I need to?
Oh, one and two are great.
One and
really
two?
Good.
Yeah.
And like okay. Two is...
one is great.
What's the director?
Ang Lee.
No,
I don't know.
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
Where yeah. He just blows shit up.
It's just
I mean, Bad Boys 2 is like he just... They're just driving down the street and things are blowing up for no reason at all.
That's right.
Yeah, Bad Boys 1 and 2 are fucking great.
They're really good.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So that's coming out at some point. Does anyone else have anything? We'll get to the sad stuff at the end.
Yeah, I just had a couple things.
All right.
First, I had a little trivia for you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
So the IMDb top 20 movies of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This has got movies like The Godfather, Shawshank Redemption.
This is like according to like their scores. Like
yeah, according to the IMDb rankings.
Yeah, I think that's just by the fans.
Voting, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So... Right. There is one movie in the top 20 movies all time that has come out since 2010 on this list. Only one.
Oh, wow.
Which is that movie?
Huh. I mean, that's really tough.
Oh, God. I would either say Barbie or Oppenheimer just because, like...
Yeah, it could be Oppenheimer. He said 2010, though, as if, like, maybe it's around that time.
Could you give
though.
Us a year?
The last one... 2010 was Inception.
Yeah.
And there's only one movie since then.
If you give us the year, it probably gives it away.
Is it like...
I can't give you the year.
Is it Dune?
No.
Is that your guess?
That's my guess.
What's your guess, Joe?
Barbie.
Josh?
It's not going to be Barbie.
Endgame?
It's Dune 2.
What? Dune 2. Well, you know why, though? It's because it's brand new, though. So, like, sure. There's not as many ratings.
It'll sink back down once
well,
the
maybe,
haters
but,
come out.
I mean, look, it's really good. It's really good. It's just that Timothée Chalamet sucks. But I mean, most people don't have that opinion like me. I mean, some people think he's fine, but the movie's really good. But that's what happens a lot of times with new movies that people love. It makes the top 20 right away, but then as you get more rankings. But that's one that honestly could stay up there. I could see why people love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like it's one of my favorite movies ever, but it is really good.
I'm going to try to see it in a week or two.
I got to go see it too.
I keep hearing good things.
Let me know. Text me.
I mean, yeah. It's like it's complete opposite of the first one, where the first one's just weird and boring. This one's weird but cool for the most part.
Yeah,
for the most part, cool. You know, other than Timothée Chalamet. What else?
Some news to tickle Andrew's balls. Christopher Nolan will receive a knighthood in England and become Sir Christopher Nolan.
Wow. I mean, I don't care at all about
yeah,
that.
I
don't
give a fuck
about the royal family at all. Great. Anytime, like, people are like, oh, we're going to watch the royal wedding. I'm like, why? We don't bow to them. Like, I think all that shit is bullshit. I don't care about him being knighted.
All right.
I mean, sure, yeah, I like Chris Nolan. Yeah, good for you, man. But no, I don't care about that shit.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that SNL 1975 movie I was telling you about?
Oh, yeah.
They're starting to get some names in this.
We've
got Willem Dafoe. Ooh, we've got J.K. Simmons.
Wait, do we know who they're playing yet? Yeah, the executives.
Like, fucking NBC execs.
And, this show is bad, Spider-Man.
J.K. Simmons and Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things. So they're starting to get Finn Wolfhard, the main
like
kid
the main
from Stranger
nerd,
Things.
The nerd.
Yeah, the main.
The one
they're
that
all
likes,
nerds.
The one that's with Eleven.
The main nerd kid, yeah. And last thing I had, there's this movie we might have all slept on coming out pretty soon. Mm. It's got Henry Cavill. Okay. It's got Joe's boy, Alan Ritchson.
Oh.
And they're both playing like World War II guys going in behind enemy lines to kill a shit ton of Nazis. Directed by Guy Ritchie.
Nice.
Guy that directed Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah.
A bunch of awesome action movies. I'm suddenly psyched about this movie.
What's it called? Coming
out? Does it have a name?
It's called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
That's a long name.
Okay. I will say I did see the trailer and it kind of gave me like Inglourious Bastards types of vibes.
I mean, title even sounds like
Right.
All right. Sure. That's interesting.
I did have one piece of news I thought was quite kind of interesting. So that movie Late Night with the Devil, I don't know if you heard about that.
Yes. No.
So apparently, opening weekend, it earned $666,000.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because that's the devil's number is 666.
Oh, it made 666?
Yes.
What is it called?
Late Night with the Devil?
Late Night.
I think is what it was.
The Devil.
So it's really the devil then who made that movie.
Maybe. Huh. He actually got the title correct.
I did?
What the fuck is
that's
that
awesome.
About?
That's awesome.
Huh.
Yeah, okay. It's a movie about like a girl that gets possessed on like a night show in the 70s.
Mm. Okay. Anything else?
Nope, that's all for me.
Last thing we got was actor Chance Perdomo, who plays Andre in Gen V, died.
Today.
I think as of like Saturday, as we're recording this, died in a motorcycle accident. And that's apparently horrible. Like he didn't hit anyone, so it was just he lost control, I guess. Or something happened. We don't know, right? But he was 27 years old. And apparently they were just getting ready to start shooting Gen V. And obviously now they have to rewrite, I'm sure, a whole bunch of, you know what I mean?
It's so depressing to see someone so early in their life get cut down. You know,
yeah.
It's depressing.
Absolutely.
R.I.P.
Super sad.
And, I mean, he was great on that show.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... That's a shame, but I guess if that's all we got, then we can move on to Godzilla.
One more RIP.
Oh, okay.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah. Louis.
Most people know him from Iron Eagle, probably in the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
He was, yeah.
What is his name?
Louis Gossett Jr.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Right? Gossett Jr.
Or Gossett.
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 Louis Gossett Jr.
Yeah, this guy.
Oh, he looks familiar.
I think he was an officer and a gentleman, too.
Yeah, that's the one I was going to say.
Right, I think of him as...
Enemy Mine.
Oh, right, Jaws 3D.
Lots of, like, military movies and stuff like that. Shut up. Yeah, that sucks.
Huh.
Now, he was... He's very... Like, anyone older than us knows him.
He was in this really awesome movie, Digstown, from like...
Digstown's amazing.
Where he has to fight like 10
guys. 10 guys in 24 hours.
Right, yeah. Great movie.
So oh, he was in The Watchmen show. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Love Digstown.
Yeah. Good. All right, are we sure that's it? Did anyone else die? It usually comes in threes.
Josh,
are you dead?
Anything?
No, he's got nothing. Still breathing. All right, well, I guess we'll do Godzilla X Kong, the new empire, and Joe's got the notes on this one.
I got the notes.
So take it away.
Yeah, so the movie starts with Maria Menounos, apologizing
strange.
To us.
Yeah.
For
really
all the commercials that she showed us. And then that was followed by another 5 commercials.
Oh, Mike, we get in there.
This is Cinemark.
The movie's supposed to start at 7. Okay, that's when the trailers start. We get it.
Yeah.
It's 7:10, and there's still nothing on the screen. So I go outside, I start like telling the ushers who don't understand what I'm saying. They're like, no, the trailers. I'm like, there's no trailers, bro.
Yeah.
There's no trailers.
Because we know once the trailers start,
it's
another 15 to 20 minutes.
So first we had commercials for like 15 minutes, then trailers. By the time the movie started, it was literally 40 minutes like after the showtime.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
That's good because I was running behind.
You were.
I got there a perfect time.
Well, and you also missed a scary movie trailer, so.
Oh, you would have ran.
Yes.
Yeah.
Josh would have been like, I'm going home, guys, bye.
No, yeah. No, that's not true.
Kenita, come, Kenita.
That's not true. I saw the trailer for that Aliens movie, and that looked terrifying. I had to.
That was nothing.
Cover, you don't even see anything.
I had to cover my eyes. They had those sequids that were just like
sequids
that were just like going on people's faces. It was terrifying. No, thank you.
Those are alien. It's from aliens.
Aren't
they're,
they sequins?
They're aliens.
No? Okay. I don't understand.
Are we tagging out?
Maybe we should tag out. That was pretty dumb.
Should we tag out?
I'm sorry. I'm confused. I don't know that. I don't know that world. I thought sequins were like a universal thing.
Oh, Josh, God. You have to tag out.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Tag out.
Tag out.
All right. Come on. Switch spots. Switch spots.
Josh, just stand back here. Stand behind us. Just stand back here.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast, Eric
Josh
Hamilton.
Has been promoted to audience.
Guys, did you feel
promoted.
That? Did you feel that?
What? What's that?
The IQ on the podcast just went up by 50 points.
Oh, fuck yourself. Oh, go fuck yourself.
Eric, stay as long as you want. If you'd like to let him back at some point, we'll let that be your decision.
Okay.
All right, so we open with King Kong running in Hollow Earth.
Hollow Earth's back. That's great.
Being chased by these rat monsters.
Love Hollow Earth.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful
so
place.
So much.
He throws some rocks, then rips one of them apart, and they leave.
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah, it's kind of
gross. And he gets, like, their green cum on them.
Yes,
on
that's him. Right. There's a lot of cum in this movie. He showers. We see his cock. He then hears, like, a lot. No?
There's no cock.
I thought I saw. Okay, that's probably just me.
Joe's like, where's the cock? I'm like, but you hate Watchmen because there's blue cock.
Do we got to tag out Joe?
Kong hears a loud roar, and he goes to it, and it's a frog.
Oh.
He's lonely.
Aw.
Yeah, it was louder than that.
Oh, yeah, it made a roar like Kong. That's right.
Yeah.
He thought a lot of stupid things in this movie.
There really were. We see Rebecca Hall with a horrifying haircut playing Dr. Andrews.
Yeah, awful. Did she have that in the first one?
No.
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 They even comment. They're like, oh, yeah, last time I saw you, it was longer and no highlights. Yeah.
I mean, when I'm bored in a movie, I just can't pay attention.
She's telling us that Kong is lonely. She's like being interviewed. Aww. And Godzilla is helping us by killing monsters for us.
She couldn't be more wrong about everything she said. Kong's lonely. No, he's not. Godzilla's helping. No, he's not. It's like the whole movie, she goes, we're so lucky to have Godzilla. And then the rest of the movie, we just see Godzilla knocking shit over and killing
murdering people.
Like, people. We're so lucky to have him.
Literally killing people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So lucky to have that guy.
So then we see him fight a giant crab.
Yes.
I thought it was pretty cool to see him fight this early in the film. It wasn't a long fight, but at least
they were like, enjoy
it
now because, you know, you're going to wait a couple hours.
That's true. Then some nerds are in a room and they hear some trembling. Dr. Andrews is with her team monitoring the monsters. Godzilla is sleeping like a big angry baby in the Rome Coliseum.
Yes.
I like how like scientists are doing shit and Joe's like, some nerds are doing stuff.
That's, I mean, come on. I don't want to hang too much on it. They're like,
I couldn't tell you what they were doing.
The monitors are going crazy.
Monitoring seismic activity.
Yeah.
I guess the Coliseum's comfortable, or they're like, yeah, it looks like a bed, so sure.
I guess.
From Godzilla's perspective.
I have a question. Would this movie have been better if they just cut out all the humans and just had, like, a narrator?
Maybe.
Yeah, cut like half an hour.
There was
a
lot of movie where the apes were just, trying to communicate.
Well, and just, cut all the scenes where, like, King Kong is talking to the kid, but we don't know what they're saying because we don't speak their fucking language.
Yeah. I know. I wanted subtitles.
There's so many times where Kong's just, like, looking at something. And they're just like, what? 10 minutes of this?
I think we have a button for that, the noise he kept making.
What was he doing?
Yeah. Right.
So the little girl from the last movies, Gia, is in school now, and she's drawing random images. Her teacher meets with her mom. Now they're calling Dr. Andrews her mom because she's disturbing class.
And I was like, we just saw the Omen trailer.
Yeah.
And they're doing it here, I guess.
That's right. Yeah. Then we cut to Andrews at home, and she's watching a documentary about her daughter. Right. On the screen. You're like, okay. And then she realizes something about the drawings and jumps up. Mm. At the office, we see something destroy a monitor on one of the monitors. I guess we find out later that's Scar. Our podcast friend Bernie is back to his ways, talking shit on his podcast.
Yes.
And then Dr. Andrews gives him a little visit. She asks for his help. So, you know, that starts. Godzilla wakes up, so they leave in a rush. Like, Godzilla's awake.
Yeah.
We have to go see where he's going.
Right.
He's going to go murder hundreds of thousands of people that didn't leave Rome, even though there's a giant monster who kills people sleeping in our most precious monument.
Have you been in that line to see the Vatican?
Yeah.
You don't leave it for anything.
That's true. When we went there, there really wasn't too long of a line, actually. But that was 20 years ago. 30. The Kong, then Kong comes up from Hollow Earth. Why is he coming up? Why? Everyone's freaking out that he's going to meet Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We know.
But he has a toothache, and he needs to see his dentist.
Yep.
Yeah. That's, so some
like they spend a significant amount of time in this movie.
They couldn't think
toothache.
Of anything else.
This was insane.
And Kong, I guess, knew I should jump in this hole because they'll fix my tooth.
Yes.
Okay.
So some English or Australian dentist pulls his tooth and gives him a silver one.
Yeah, at that point, we all looked at each other and we were like, what the fuck are we watching?
Kong
what
are we watching? Better. Yeah. So Bernie tells the doc that Godzilla is picking up on some distress call from Hollow Earth.
Yeah.
Did they ever really even pay that off? Like what? The mountains were... Well, I guess we'll get to that. The crystals were... All right. I don't know.
Tag Joe out.
Can you tell
Eric,
me?
Explain. I was so bored, I just stopped paying attention.
You can explain what the crystals were?
Well, they did pay off the distress signal later.
What?
It was
It was Mothra, right?
I'm spoiling the movie, but yeah.
if you're listening at this point.
Hold on. Josh?
Josh, explain. Explain what happened.
Spoil.
I can't.
No, seriously.
Spoiler alert.
All right.
go ahead, Aaron.
So Mothra was spoiler alerted. No, I'm just kidding. So let's see. Bernie tells the doc, that he's picking on... Godzilla's picking up on some distress signal from Hollow Earth.
Right.
They need to visit there, so she makes sure that the dentist comes. I don't know, maybe she has a toothache too.
Yeah.
Bernie runs out because he wants to go. She says no. He says please. She says yes.
Yeah.
Just like that. She's very easy to please.
And the daughter too, right?
Yeah, the daughter's like, I'm with you, you're with me. And she's like, all right, fine, done.
So does this girl get paid like an extra in this movie? She has zero lines.
Well, no.
That's racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, go ahead, Josh.
Hold on. So I was confused. So you're building this super team to go to this world underneath a world.
Right.
And... You pick a podcaster.
A podcaster, a dentist, and your daughter.
And your daughter.
That's your super team.
That's it? All right, we're going to be fine.
That's true.
That's, yeah.
Lame.
Yeah, super lame.
Like, this is where you send in the Avengers, you know? Like,
they are the Avengers in this movie.
Yeah.
No, they're the ones needing to be avenged.
Yeah, that's true. They follow Kong and they fly in, you know.
Oh, God.
Some meant to be funny psychedelic imagery of them going fast is seen. Pissed off Andrew a lot. He looked at me like,
"Well, I just started laughing.
What are you watching?
Like, what the hell is this?"
But laughing at it, not with it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Godzilla gets to France and sucks on some fucking nuclear plant to charge up.
Yeah, absolutely.
He just kind of sucks on it.
That's 100% what happens.
Starts to charge.
The plant's like.
Pretty funny, right? Yeah, I was really getting worried. There were kids in the audience, yeah. The group arrives at the Hollow Earth station, and it's destroyed. Kong grabs Stormbreaker and heads into the cavern.
I really thought that fucking axe was going to be something important later. But no, it never really was.
I mean, the little guy kind of grabbed it later.
No, I thought it was going to be way more important.
So I was also confused. Like, Kong was this super intelligent monkey?
Yes.
I mean, like, he's building traps all over the place. He has this amazing Stormbreaker. It's just crazy. Kong is doing so many different things. He's trapping so many animals.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. And meow, then, meow, I just couldn't get over it. There's so meow, many different meow, things meow, meow, that Kong was doing that I just could not. It just blew my mind.
I agree.
How is Kong the most intelligent monkey, excuse me, gorilla.
Yeah.
How is he the most intelligent gorilla that has ever lived?
Well, he's got the biggest brain of all the gorillas, right?
I don't know if it's
maybe
the
smartest. That's it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
he seems to kind of know everything.
He does.
Yeah. Somehow. Yeah. You should why don't you just sit next to me and I could give you the mic whenever you need to talk.
And that
this
was
is working. This is that, actually
that was
kind of
audience
working.
Questions.
Yeah, the audience questions.
Yeah, go sit next to Andrew.
Yeah, come on. Just go right here.
So Just go ahead.
Go.
He's gonna. Wait, oh God! Oh no.
What a shot! Oh, for
he's gonna unplug everything.
Oh no!
Watch your feet.
Oh, Josh God. Almost just knocked the lights over.
Yeah.
All right.
Scoot. All right. Here
wow,
we go.
This is chaotic.
This is chaos.
Five man pod.
So.
Never again.
Never.
So Kong heads into the cavern and he meets Little Kong. Then a bunch of apes come out and attack him, and he uses the little one as a weapon, and he defeats them.
Yeah, sure.
That was the most ridiculous. Like, that's like fighting an adult and using their baby as a weapon.
He's right. He's hitting them with the baby monkey.
I mean, it looks like a baby. At first, he was like, oh, a baby, and then he bites his finger.
Not only this, Baby Kong was like the most... Worst. He was the worst character there because
he really led
Kong to so many terrible places.
Yeah, and then he just falls in love with him in like a second.
That was classic. Like, we need a baby Yoda for this fucking movie so the little fucking babies can watch
it. They didn't even make him cute. He was kind of an ugly baby.
Dude, the CG on Baby Kong was so bad. He looked like one of the monkeys from Jumanji.
Yeah.
Like 95
he
Jumanji.
Really did. Oh, that's a good reference.
He really did.
So the group goes into a spot to investigate. The army dude makes an Ace Ventura joke, which is I've got the Ace Ventura shirt on.
He's wearing the shirt.
Then he gets eaten by a tree. That's all.
You can tell exactly what was about to. I threw my hand out and grabbed him at the same time when the tree grabbed him. I was like, and I was like half asleep at that point.
Yeah.
And I just heard him screaming. I was like, oh, he's about to die.
Yeah, of course. We cut to Godzilla in Spain now. He's hulking up. You know, you see him kind of charging up, hulking up. He's
but it's like every time they cut to Godzilla, it's just he's swimming and he does one little thing and it's just like...
King Kong.
It's their way to try to trick the audience. Like, look, he's in the whole movie. Yeah, but he's not doing anything.
Like he's with like tourists. Like,
yeah.
King Kong. King Kong.
Yeah.
Right. So, and he's getting closer to other titans, they keep saying. The group finds a new world.
Oh, my God. That's like every other scene.
Yeah.
They find a new fucking... like, oh, look at this scene.
It's
wow,
like
this is beautiful.
Wall, and they rip the wall and they find a new world. Kong then finds a new world because he's following the little Kong.
Yeah.
Special K.
And we're just supposed to be like, wow, look at how pretty this is.
Special K.
Special K. Special K leads him to a lake where he gets attacked by a sea monster. And then they share a meal.
Yeah.
It's nice.
He gives him some of the snake, the monster.
The monster. It's nice. The group then meets some humans or people that are where Gia's from. They bring them to their queen. I think it's Gia's mom. They never really pay that off.
Right.
Then they find a magic stone that's calling for help. Eric, this is where you want to chime in? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, I think you should ask Josh.
It was like the inside of the crystal pyramid.
Yeah.
They were hitting the, tuning fork
they
inside.
They were like gesticulating on the rock.
Did you say gesticulating?
Yeah. To try. No, they were like rubbing on the rock and stuff like that to get it to make the
gesticulating.
SOS sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm squeezing, but so, you know what I'm saying?
So they
use your hands more to explain it.
Yeah. Sorry. There we go. Yes.
They're like,
why are this not on camera? Get on camera if you're going to pretend to suck a dick.
So,
Andrew, we have a button for that.
Yeah, that's true.
The sound that it was making.
So right. So they pour the So they pour the glowing cum into like this jar.
Yes.
Oh my and God. The whole room glows with cum. And Dr. Andrews can just read all the ancient writings.
What
somehow.
The fuck? She didn't even know these people existed.
She's reading it like a book, not like I think maybe a monster. She's like, and then the monster named She bitch then came down
no,
to the...
No, she's reading drawings of Kong and the monkeys, and she's like, and then the prophecy says, that's a monkey!
Yeah.
That's not words!
That's not words.
She studied Gia's people when on the surface. Yeah. It's the same people.
Right.
It's the same civilization.
Not only that, it would have made a ton more sense if the daughter was the one that was reading it.
Yes.
And but then she
translating it.
Yeah,
hold
right.
on, but Eric, it wasn't... But to Andrew's point, it wasn't words...
Like, it was just pictures.
It was pictures.
Like, she sees a monkey, and she's like, right. She's like, and that's where the prophecy, this is Scar. They called him Scar. Where did it say Scar?
Dude, you
she
know
knew
what?
The names of all the monsters from the pictures.
Dude, do you know what she reminds
so
me
absurd.
Of?
So absurd. She's lying. She's the real villain of the movie.
Dude, you know what she reminds me of? Do you remember the chick from Team America where she's always like, I sense that he feels like she's just making shit up?
Yes. We're going to find out in the next movie that she's the real villain.
Yeah.
And she's just like doing all this to gain ultimate power or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
So this...
Also, early in the movie, real quick, another stupid thing she does. Early in the movie, she goes, that's not Kong. That's another ape. But that's impossible in this world where the impossible happens.
That's right.
In this world where there's a fucking 500-foot lizard. And another monkey. It's impossible that there'd be another monkey.
In this world then, that we've only explored 5%
of. Right, exactly. They keep exploring new worlds. You can find anything.
In this world, there's Hollow Earth.
Right.
In the center of the fucking planet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Kong finally gets to Ape Village, or whatever it's called, and he sees apes mining.
Ape Hell.
Yeah, Ape Hell. Like, they're mining. A worker gets kicked by a mini boss.
Mini boss.
And then Kong just walks up to him and knocks him out with one punch. That was pretty funny. And you hear Andrew and Mai's, verbal punch sound. Yeah. Scar comes out, and they fight. Kind of a dead heat when Scar calls on some giant ice monster to come out, and the ice bitch almost freezes Kong.
Shima, right? What is it?
Shima. Yeah. I have a name.
Looks just
for
like Godzilla, but she's like pale.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just called her Godzilla.
He breathes fire. She breathes.
She's Godzilla's ex-wife. You know, like that was the big reveal. It's like, oh my god, it's his ex-wife.
And she.
Oh no, back with a vengeance.
Godzilla's running in the other direction.
Oh, I get it. Cold-hearted bitch. Ex-wife. Yes. Cold ice. Wow.
And she got all the monkey children, the divorce. So
yeah, so she almost freezes Kong, so he runs away, and Scar orders his minions to chase after him. And when they have him cornered, Special K helps Kong by throwing boulders on them.
Oh, that's...
He was like on the top of the mountain, and he kind of caused an avalanche.
So Kong escaped through like a portal or whatever, right? So he doesn't know where he's going, and then he runs through a valley, and he's like, oh shit, I forgot, I laid traps here.
Well, maybe, yeah, it was a little weird, but he still needed Special K's help to, kill all of them. The group sees the natives are lifting huge rocks and figure out some gravity thing.
some gravity thing.
That's right, I mean, seriously. They hear a noise, and the natives open a portal and let Kong and Special K in. They're like, oh, Kong's back.
Right.
If someone opened the door, they come in. We see Godzilla blast out of the ice. I guess when he went and found a Titan, and then they fought, and then he became Godzilla Barbie.
Yes,
I believe
Godzilla Barbie
with the pink.
Yes. Right.
And
look, they said Barbie could be anything.
Right.
Right. You know, she could be an astronaut. She could be a teacher.
Well,
she could be Godzilla.
I like how they're like, he's going after one of the oldest, most powerful Titans, and he defeats him easily,
barely an inconvenience.
5 seconds.
Five seconds. Rips him in half.
Super quick.
And then you see that monster come up on the water, but somehow Godzilla gets frozen. They didn't really explain that either.
I don't get that. Was that Godzilla, explained?
No.
Why Godzilla became a fossil, kind of?
Why was he like in ice when we cut back to him?
He was going into the center of that like iceberg.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was like looking through ice.
Apparently this all makes sense somehow.
I have no idea. And I was taking notes. So we see Godzilla blast out, and now he's pink, so that's great.
Yep.
The group sees that Kong is hurt, so they go get him an Iron Man arm, which was awesome. And then he cocks his Superman punch arm. And he likes it.
First of all, in the last movie, some evil guy made Mechagodzilla, right?
Yes.
Because he wanted to kill Godzilla.
Yes.
He wanted to be, in power. So they go, okay, Kong exists. Should we make, we have the ability to make our own Kong pretty much because we can make this like arm fist.
Yeah.
Why don't we just make like our own Kong, robot Kong? No, let's make Kong a robot arm.
Yeah.
It's like you could just make your own Kong.
Well, no, let's make him a robot arm. The Godzilla got really evil though and kind of fucks it up.
Yeah, but that was a different guy. That was a different company.
Yeah, true. So Gia gets some face paint or something. It was like a party. And then she goes and awakens Mothra, and they are not sure. She goes to awaken Mothra. They're not sure if she can. Nope, it's over. She did it.
She just walked up the stairs like, I'm not sure she can, and then up, she did it. Yeah.
So did she get absorbed by Mothra? Does she control Mothra somehow?
Well, in all the old Godzilla movies, it was two twin girls that looked like her. And they would be like, Nina Maka, Nina Monica, nah. They'd like sing the Mothra and they'd control Mothra.
Not racist. Yeah.
It's the, no, it's no, it was that, that more, was verbatim.
Two more seconds, then it would have been racist.
Yeah, I cut it off. I cut it off in time.
Good job.
So Mothra flies away. She just kind of leaves.
Yeah.
Godzilla gets to Kong and they fight. Kong gets in a few good licks, but again, Godzilla basically
destroys
them.
Hold on. This is a straight up wrestling match. I wrote down all the wrestling moves.
Please.
First, Godzilla spears Kong.
He spears him. Kong's like, no, no, I want to be friends. Spear.
Then Kong, like Mr. Fuji, like takes the sand and throws it in Godzilla's eyes.
Right. Yeah. Blinds him.
Then Godzilla just straight up suplexes Kong.
You would think Kong would be the suplex. One to do this move. It was the lizard.
Godzilla, it was like a full-on suplex.
Yeah.
Then, you know, Godzilla, like when Kong puts the fucking metal, the robot arm on her, not, it's not, a, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He holds it up in the air and I looked at all you guys and I was just like Roman Reigns. He gives Godzilla a Superman punch. There's also a headbutt in there. I was like, where's the super kick? Where's the tombstone? Let's, come on. RKO.
Yeah.
Stunner. Yeah.
When he punched Godzilla in the face, it kind of felt like that scene when Iron Man had the Hulkbuster suit and he was punching, like, punching him in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so speaking of Superman, this fight kind of seemed familiar because, you know, Kong gets a few good licks in, but as Godzilla's about to kill him, Mothra arrives, and Kong's like, Mothra! And Godzilla goes, why did you say that name?
Yep.
And then they're best friends.
Yeah.
So it was just like Batman v Superman.
Not only that, when Godzilla was doing his laser from his mouth, you had that one moment where Kong did the Matrix.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He kind of leaned back. Yeah.
There's a meme of that too.
Both the Warner Godzilla Brothers Kong, movies.
Oh,
by the
are
way.
You serious?
Yeah, yeah. There's a meme
already from movie.
Like when that? No. This is years ago.
Oh, okay.
This is here it is. This was like from the Godzilla v Kong. Like you're letting me kill Mothra, and then no, that's not it. But it's like the why did you say that name? Maybe it's here.
Save Mothra.
Here it is. Save Mothra. Why did you say that name?
I like jokes.
Yeah, what?
Can I see?
I already shut it off.
That was it just showed images, but yeah, it was more about what it said. So Mothra is like, burp, and they're like, burp, burp. So,
Mothra's like, I'll let you fuck me, but if you guys team up. I mean, that's all she did.
That's all she did.
She did nothing. She was not in the fight later. I guess she saved them. She saved the humans later.
Yeah.
She wasn't. She spit cum too.
Well, I'll get to that. Right. I'll get to that. She squirted on the ice monster.
She has Spider-Man powers.
So in Hollow Earth, Scar and She-Bitch are about to kill the group, and then the dentist arrives with some dragons.
Yes.
And they help a little.
Yeah.
And then Godzilla and Kong and Mothra all arrive, and they all fight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going well.
It was a pretty awesome scene when Godzilla and Kong were both running together.
Yeah. So
I mean, it's not like we haven't seen it a thousand times in all the trailers on TV and everything.
Right. So Elsa is freezing Godzilla. Trying to freeze him over.
Yeah.
And then Mothra squirts on her and breaks out. The gravity keeps kind of coming and going. So they eventually all get sucked up into the hold back to regular Earth.
Yeah.
So now they're on regular Earth, you know, breaking and destroying buildings and killing people.
Oh, yeah.
Scar orders Elsa. I figured that was a better name because she freezes everything.
Uh-huh.
To freeze the sky.
Uh-huh.
But Kong punches Scar and knocks out a tooth.
Yes.
Call back to that's why they did it earlier. It's Circle of Life.
Right. No, there was a moment earlier about the tooth when Scar was like judging Kong and he like looked in his mouth and he's like, oh, you got a weird tooth, buddy.
Yeah.
That's right. So strange.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, ah, look at his tooth, idiot. Yeah, he did that. Lots of fighting. Godzilla gets the better of Scar and he drops the crystal that controls Shima. Kong and Godzilla team up and then beat up Scar. Shima and Godzilla tangle. Scar and Kong both go for the crystal, but little Kong arrives with Stormbreaker and kind of just slams it into the ground.
Right.
So up the hole he came, and Scar can't control Shima anymore. So all three just team up and freeze Scar.
Well, there was a great shot where Shima is like watching them all fight, and Shima's like, huh?
Yeah.
And then just,
I'm not controlled anymore. Thank you.
I guess that was it. She's like, I just want to be left alone.
It was like Hulk Hogan, like looking at the crowd, like,
yeah.
Should I do it? Should I do it? So she huffed and she puffed and she dropped the leg drop, brother.
Exactly. So, yeah. So they team up, they freeze Scar, and then Kong basically body slams him to the ground to kill him,
shattering him.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Dr. Andrews tells Gia she can stay here because it's her home. Gia says, you're my home. Sure, whatever.
So now I don't know, did they stay or did they leave?
Right.
I'm confused, right?
Yes.
Do we know? Yes. We don't know.
Yes.
No. Okay.
Not only that, why is this supposed to be a touching scene? She knows how to get back to the Middle Earth.
Aren't they there all the time?
Right. Can't she just go back and forth?
Yeah, it was kind of dumb. So Godzilla goes back to bed in Rome. Kong and Special
goes back to sleep at the Colosseum.
Yeah, Kong, Special K, and Shima go back to Hollow Earth and tell the other apes the witch is dead.
Yeah,
credits.
That's it.
Credits. That's the movie.
That's a movie.
This was such a filler movie.
No mid credits. No post credits.
Like, how many do they have planned for this whole?
Who knows?
Godzilla verse.
I'm sure the success of this one will depend how they move forward. Because, I was telling Aaron, it's like they don't know what direction to go with this. Like, they don't know what kind of movie franchise they want to be.
No. Here's the idea, though. If you told me, hey, there's going to be a bad ape and a bad Godzilla, and they're going to team up and fight them, I'm like, I'm in. I'm so in.
Yeah.
Just don't complicate the story. If you want to include, like, Rodan or Mothra, you can. It's fine, right? Right. You want to show a backstory for King Kong and his apes, that's fine. I really didn't even mind all the ape stuff. When we were just watching the apes interact, I thought that was great.
Right.
But they confuse us with the story, and they make the fighting so ridiculous. But,
like, you even think about, like, the first Godzilla that kind of kicked off this universe, the one with Bryan Cranston, it was so dark.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, now it's like, ha-ha, we're having the best time.
Like, you can never see that Godzilla from the first one be like this Godzilla at all.
And that Godzilla was, like, three times as big as this one.
Yeah, really? Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, he's right. I was telling Eric after the movie, it's almost like they're trying to Guardians-ify this thing because they had 70s and 80s music in this.
Yeah.
So many jokes.
That's true.
Like they were trying to lighten it.
No.
This was their Ragnarok.
The fucking Ace Ventura guy, I was like, oh, he's Star-Lord. Like there was where he's flying the plane, he's cracking jokes, and I'm like, oh, that's Star-Lord. They're just trying to do Star-Lord.
Right. Like he's bringing the big fist, and there's like a cool song, and it like Power Rangers on like, you know,
So I'm not a Godzilla mark, but like, when did Godzilla get lightsaber powers? Has he always had lightsaber powers?
Well, he's always been able to breathe fire. That's always been his thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, these movies have him lighting up his.
It's more like concentrated heat beam due to radiation.
Right. Sometimes
he's always been able to do that. Yeah.
So do you guys want to guess how many actual minutes Godzilla was in this movie? Any guesses? 15. Eric?
12.
18.
You've all overbid. You guys want to try again? Andrew's the closest. 8 minutes of screen time. That's it. Because Andrew's right. They would show it for 4 seconds and walking, and it makes you think Godzilla's in this entire movie.
But he's
not. The first fight at the very, very beginning of the movie was probably 30 seconds, 20 seconds.
It's all a trick.
Yeah.
I was more curious about how many humans we think died in this movie.
Oh, I mean hundreds, thousands, yeah.
Who killed the most humans? It's not Scar.
No, he's a good guy.
Godzilla, I think, killed
Who's
the most humans.
Who's the real bad guy here?
Yeah, so this is actually the least amount of time in the MonsterVerse movies. For comparison, it's 3 minutes less than Godzilla versus Kong.
Wow.
We had 11 minutes. Interesting. Yeah,
and like in both movies, Godzilla is the first name. And I mean, how do you have a... It's like if you had an Avengers movie and the Avengers were in it for 10 minutes.
Right.
Hey, Josh, who do you like more, Godzilla or Kong?
Godzilla.
Okay, I like Godzilla more than Kong, Joe.
Yeah, Godzilla. Yeah,
okay, Mark. Aaron, Godzilla or Kong?
Godzilla.
Eric?
Godzilla.
Yeah, of course. Everyone likes Godzilla more. And we don't get any of him. It's so little.
I know.
It should be about Godzilla, not Kong. No one cares.
You said he's the title character.
This was all about Kong.
Yeah.
It's always about Kong.
It is. He must be easier to
animate. Yeah, I guess.
He's easier on the CGI.
Right.
So, rating? It's bad.
It's really bad.
Yeah, Eric, why don't you positively kick this off?
I mean, I'll go 5.5, 6.
5.5 is fine. I'd go 4.
Like a 3 for me.
Yeah.
I was thinking 5 just because the fight scenes were kind of fun.
That brings it to a 4.
I was 5 very is like an average movie. To me, no, I would, no. This was painful for me.
Josh?
That's 4 for sure. This 4, is yeah. terrible.
I think terrible. It's almost like a perfect 4, really. Because yeah. like it's below average. The fight scenes were, some of them were fun. I love the Scar. The favorite part of the movie for me was probably like Kong's first interaction with Scar. Because Kong's like, I whoop everyone's ass. I'm the best. Scar's like, no, you're not. You know what I mean? And they kind of fight and it's kind of even. That was kind of cool.
Right. I'm seeing that, I guess, like the projections for Saturday are 75 million.
Really?
So our theater was empty. We don't know. You know what I mean? Like, we'll find out, I guess, tomorrow what the box, the you know,
that's
the weekend
more than
box
I thought.
Office
75
is.
Million.
That means it's going to be even more than that.
That means that they're going to keep making them.
Oh yeah.
Anybody watch the Monarch Apple Plus TV show?
You know, I watched it and I don't remember any of it.
So I watched like half of it, and then I kind of gave up on it because it was so boring. But then I hear Godzilla has like an awesome fight scene in like the last episode.
Well, that's you got to watch like 8 hours of shit to see one fight scene.
Maybe I'll have to fast forward through that last episode then.
Yeah.
But yeah, this says nothing on the last movie. Like, the last movie's silly, and I hate the Hollow Earth shit, but at least Godzilla and Kong fought each other a few times, and those fights were fun, and Mechagodzilla showing up. Mechagodzilla's a way better villain than fucking Scar.
Right.
You know, like, it's... Godzilla v. Kong is, like, just, like, fun garbage, whereas this is just garbage. Like, there's just not really much fun to it.
And what was Scar... Like, if you never went to Scar... If they never went to go see him, he wouldn't even know that there was a regular Earth.
Right.
Like, he was just chilling in a corner of Hollow Earth, you know, we'll call it Mexico. Like, he's just chilling in Mexico.
That's racist.
You know what I mean? And like, just chill. And like, if no one ever came to him, if Kong never went to him, like, he wouldn't even known there was a...
Well, they said that Godzilla locked him into a place like hell or whatever,
but they got right out.
Right. Like, how...
They just walked out. Yeah.
Kong was able to find it right. and get in there. How were they not able to get out themselves?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's very confusing.
It was too, like, a lot of holes.
Right.
Lots of holes.
All right, let's do some fan questions. This is from...
Who are you?
He said, would you guys consider doing a full review of Dune 2? Maybe when it comes out, you know, like on Max or whatever. Mm. It's 3 hours and, like, It's not the most complicated movie ever, but there's a lot. There's a lot in that movie.
Yeah.
So, like, just watching in theaters and taking notes, I mean, it's certainly a lot more complicated than Godzilla v. Kong or Godzilla x Kong, but, I mean, that would be a big podcast. Tony C., did you shout, by God, during the Egypt fight?
Yeah.
Still getting the 4K steelbook. Yeah, no, I can't do that. Speaking of steelbooks that, like, even though... Like, everyone knows I hate Venom 2, but they have the coolest steelbook ever. And, like, it's so cool that I was like, should I just get it? No. I mean, the movie sucks. I'm not, but, like, it's the coolest steelbook ever.
Oh, damn. Shit.
It's like, why isn't this the movie?
Yes.
Why isn't this the movie?
Just throw the movie away so you're not tempted to watch it.
It looks like a comic.
Buy the box and toss the disc away.
It just looks like a comic of Venom and Carnage fighting.
Oh, wow.
It's so fucking awesome. Yeah. And it's like, this does not justify, like, the movie does not justify this cover.
Nope.
Then Vocomo, no lie, I popped when Godzilla took Kong to Suplex City.
That's right.
He rates it 6.75 out of 10. So that's specific. That's like Meltzer with his 3.5 stars. PCJ, today marks the 35-year anniversary of the release of the classic Beetlejuice. So I guess not 40 years, 30 years. Or 35 years. Pushfire Barry, other Michael Keaton films, Multiplicity.
Oh, God.
Johnny Dangerously.
Oh, it's good.
Mr. Mom.
Probably in that order.
I liked Mr. Mom. I never saw Johnny Dangerously.
No, they're
what
all
was
great.
It about?
They're all, it's just a zany, funny, like, mob movie, kind of.
Johnny Dangerously is great.
It's really great.
I guess it would have to be Multiplicity, Push, Barry Dangerously. Yeah,
that's fire. What I said, yeah, in that order.
Right,
yeah.
I'm just saying I agree.
Yeah. Was Johnny Dangerously the one where it's like someone slapped my mother once?
Yeah.
Once.
No, no, it was my mother slapped me once.
Oh, yeah.
Once. Yeah. Yeah. Nathan Bain, this movie wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. My brother and I had a lot of fun laughing at the movie. There's just not enough for, like, really.
But they said laughing at it.
Right. But even that, it's like, it's not even that, like, I don't know. You can't laugh at too much.
To say it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be, I thought it was going to be good. I didn't hear any reviews. As a matter of fact, a couple of reviews said it was good. So I was really excited about another Godzilla movie because I thought I'd like the last one.
Yeah, I think the Rotten Tomatoes audience score is like 92% or
that's
something.
That's fucking insane. Ridiculous. That's again, just because they're all fucking marks.
But, you know, Rotten Tomatoes, we found out, is all bullshit now anyway.
You want to guess what the critic score is for that? I guess it's already
43.
There. 55 critic score, 92 yeah. audience score.
Yeah. So they pay for this, but they can't pay for this?
Oh, they're paying for this too. Trust me. They pay just to get to 55.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
So we should take an extra 10% off the 55.
Yeah, probably.
At least.
That's what I said 43. I was close.
Carlos Ramirez, what does Andrew have against Godzilla movies? They're basically Fast and Furious, but with monsters. First of all, Fast and Furious is never boring. It's action, action, action. Like, it's never boring. Yeah. Like, Vin Diesel's a shitty actor. But, like, they do so much. If it was just Godzilla and Kong just fucking people up and fucking each other up for 2 hours, I'd be all in. That's what Fast and Furious is. It's constant action and then, like, a five-minute break to drink Corona.
Yeah.
Speaking of Fast and Furious, when Fast X 2 comes out, five-man pod?
Maybe. Oh,
you might have to.
Yeah.
I went to a fan of all of our shows and a friend of ours here in Houston, Aaron Garcia. He's a way bigger Godzilla mark than I am, and I'm pretty big. And I asked him what he thought, and he's like, this was a filler movie. Like, I would expect him to go, it's pretty good. You know, not as great, but it was good. Like, he even was
That's surprising from the guy who said She-Hulk was the greatest TV show of all time.
He said that?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, boy.
Well, it was kind of a joke. He said it was awesome. I think he gave it like a 10 out of 10.
Did he?
Yeah. That was when I had to like comment on his Instagram post.
Oh, nice.
I was like, what the fuck, man?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Rizzler, there isn't enough fucks on this planet for me to give to even consider watching this or any other pile of shit reboot / revival attempts of older movies. Come up with something new. I mean, that's how I felt, but Joe really wanted to see it. And now I was like, you know, you take the notes. Fine. That's fine.
You do it.
If you want to do some large monster movie, then take a page out of Pacific Rim's playbook. Was great. New, creative, great action, decent story, and not some overdone, repeated old Hollywood movie. This lazy crap is so overdone. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I think that's the crossover. Godzilla and Kong and Pacific Rim.
Yeah,
but Pacific Rim isn't even popular enough. Mm-mm. And that never got a sequel, right?
No.
It got one sequel. And I think it has an animated movie, too. Mm.
I never saw it.
Wow.
It was.
I didn't love it.
No?
It's very Evangelion. You know what I mean? It's very like just people are in robots fighting giant monsters.
Okay. Omar, meow meow. I went to watch Godzilla Kong last night in Dolby. The theater started playing Ghostbusters instead. So I went to the front desk to let them know the wrong movie was playing. I regret telling them that. I should have just watched Ghostbusters again.
That's awesome.
It was the better movie, honestly.
That's amazing.
It's a waste of money to watch it in IMAX. The audio sucks out of this entire new franchise, which has been the best Godzilla Kong movie. My vote goes to Skull Island. I mean, it's not even close. It's Skull Island. Skull Island's like 10 out of 10. The rest, like, it's not even close.
Yeah.
It's Skull Island. I mean, in fact, I want to just watch Skull Island because that's a good movie to make me forget about this garbage.
Yep.
It wasn't trying to, like, appease children by making a baby version. It didn't have a stupid fucking storyline about this Hollow Earth bullshit. Was that ever a thing in the old Godzilla movies?
No, that's a Kong thing, not a Godzilla thing. But I don't remember.
I don't think that was
I don't know Kongverse.
No.
I'm not really.
It was just people went to an island and they had to try to survive, and some did and some didn't. And you had cool, interesting characters. John C. Reilly, his character was awesome.
Yeah.
He was there for like 30 years or whatever. Like, yeah. There's no one in any of these Godzilla, you know, movies where they have any interesting characters like that. So there you go. That is all for fan questions. So I guess we are done. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Hollywood Hog Pod. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. It's only $3 a month. You can cancel anytime. We're doing Invincible Season 2, wrapping that up this week. We also have brackets, like I mentioned earlier. So, yeah, we'll see you guys next week. And to close us out, we're going to have Josh and Eric, do the Godzilla Kong fight in Egypt. So take it away, guys.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Not? Come on, Eric.
Can we not?
No, you're Godzilla. You're the better one.
Spear!